Welcome again to Wisdom from the Word. I'm Alan Chambers, your host. As always, feel free to share this podcast with anyone you know who might be interested. If you'd like, you may email me at considerhimfirst@gmail.com. That's considerhimfirst@gmail.com. Or check out our website at www.wisdomfromtheword.org. Ecclesiastes 3:1 reads, "For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven." It's been a while since I've done a podcast, and there have been many changes in my life during that time. 5 months ago, I would have told anyone who asked that I expected to be in Gastonia, North Carolina, the rest of my life. Today, I'm in Kinston, North Carolina, thinking about all that God has done and all that has gone on in those 5 months. There is a season for everything, and I endured 23 years in Gastonia, believing God brought me there and going through many experiences, both positive and negative, during my time there. It was where I raised my children and where I grew through all the experiences that I had there. Now, through a rapidly developing series of events, the specifics of which are for another time, I believe God has brought my wife and I here to Kinston, North Carolina. I understand the how this happened, but many of the specifics of the why we are still discovering. It will be an adventure. An adventure that we're looking forward to. Similar to the writer of Ecclesiastes, I come to this part of my life with perspective. The perspective of having lived long enough to have made good and bad decisions and dealt with the consequences of each. The perspective of realizing that change is inevitable, but growth is a choice. Like the writer of Ecclesiastes, I'm not a young man anymore, but I have experienced a lot in my life. And just as the writer of Ecclesiastes, I've come to the perspective of understanding that God has a reason and a season for everything that we experience. And we are to look to Him in every situation. Life changes. This is true whether we stay in the same physical place or move all over the world. Our situations change. Our surroundings sometimes change. Over time, our bodies will change. We change. This is inevitable. When we embrace the reality that nothing remains the same, we have an opportunity to grow from any experiences that God allows in our life, both good and bad. Sometimes change comes through specific circumstances that we are not anticipated, but are convinced that God is orchestrating. Sometimes change comes more gradually. And we just, over a period of time, look up one day and realize that something in our life has changed. Either way, if we embrace the opportunity to continue to experience God in a new way or in a new place, we have a perspective that looks for the good in everything. That looks for the opportunity to experience God in a fresh way and to continue to grow in Him. An opportunity to realize that God is at work in every situation and He is using everything that we experience for our good, according to Romans 8:28. Every season of our life has a reason. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter unto heaven. Change is inevitable, but growth is a choice. We may not physically move, but something will change. We will not be physically the same. None of us are physically the same as we were 10 years ago, 20 years ago, or frankly, even 5 years ago. Mentally, we are not the same. There are things that I thought as a young man that I've come to realize I was wrong about. I've grown. Change is growth. Change in God, at least, is growth. Growth requires some degree of intentionality. You see, some people go through change and become better. Some people go through change and become bitter. Choice is when we embrace change and seek God's good in that change. In my case, this is a change that my wife and I have decided to make. But sometimes change is thrust upon us, and things in our life change that we don't ask for, but they just happen. In either way, we have to embrace what God wants in that change, and to see that even in a change that we do not desire, God can work, and God can cause us to continue to grow. He can and will use every situation for our good. We also have to remember that we should not resist change, because the reality is, as long as we are still breathing, our journey is not over. Too often, people die too soon. I don't mean they physically die too soon, but they decide that they will not change, that this is the way it is, and this is the way it's always going to be. That is dangerous, because God has us on a journey, and that journey is for our total life. It does not stop at 60. It does not stop at 65. It does not stop at 70 or even 80. It only stops when we stop breathing. If you are still breathing, your journey is not over. You may be tired, but you're not too tired to grow. You may be older than you used to be, but you're not too old to grow. You might be to whatever you want to bring to your mind, but you're not to whatever to continue to grow. After all, what is the alternative to growth? For everything, there's a season and a time for every matter under heaven. I hope that you enjoyed the previous seasons in your life, but I want to encourage you to also enjoy this season in your life, whatever it is. Give some thought to what God has for you in this season. It's okay to reminisce about yesterday, but what about today and what about tomorrow? God still has things for you. Give thought to what God has for you this season. Whatever it is, pursue it. Seek God's face. Seek His direction. Pray. Study His word. Seek Him in His word. Seek Him in the circumstances of your life. Give thought to what God has for you this season. And whatever it is that He has for you, pursue it. Moving to another place is not necessary. But wherever you are, embrace what God has for you today. If you stay in the same place, that's fine. But life still is changing. Embrace what God has for you today. Another way of saying that is simply this. Make sure that you keep living, that you keep growing until you die. Because until you die, the journey is not over. Again, I'm Alan Chambers, and this is a presentation of Wisdom from the Word. Feel free to share this podcast with anyone you know who might be interested. Wisdom from the Word would love to encourage you and help you to grow in Christ. You may feel free to email me at considerhimfirst@gmail.com or check out our website at www.wisdomfromtheword.org. Again, thank you for listening. I'll see you next time.